Hey everyone, good evening. It's Monday evening. It's a little after 20 past 6 in the evening. Made it home from work. In fact, I left the office early and have actually been out and done some shopping and come back again. The snow, or the weather I should say, is proving to be a little interesting at the moment. This morning it was freezing cold, frosty, lots of snow on the ground. Had to wait a little while for my train to turn up because the train company are running their snow timetable today, which basically means less trains, but hopefully they at least come when they're supposed to. And I have to say, touch wood, they did actually do that. So getting to work, although I had to wait around a bit, I did eventually get there. Much busier than normal, even though it's only the week before Christmas, when kind of expected to quieten down a bit with people taking time off before Christmas and over the Christmas holiday, but very busy on the trains this morning, basically because there are less of them. So eventually got to work about an hour later than I normally would, and then the weather seemed to get worse during the day. But at lunchtime I had an exchange of texts with Anne, who said, well, actually it's raining here at home. And so we had heavy snow in Winchester, where I work, which is about 10 miles away, and rain here in Fareham. And it's rained all afternoon, which has pretty much got rid of the snow that was around. There's still a little bit about, particularly on the footways, so you have to be careful if you're walking. But the roads are virtually clear now. So when I got home, we went out, did our Christmas grocery shopping, so that's all done. So on the basis that even if it freezes tonight or we have another downpour of snow, we're all set for Christmas in theory. Wait and see how true that is, because I dare say we've forgotten something. Bound to find that we haven't got any cranberry sauce or something like that. I know we've got loads, so it won't be that. So yeah, I'm not quite sure what the trains will be doing tomorrow now. I shall check on the website in a bit and just see if they're running the snow timetable again tomorrow, whether they're back to normal, because I have a feeling that we might be fairly much on our own in terms of having rain here. I suspect if you go a few miles north, you'll find it's still blanketed in snow, and there's more snow coming down. So again, we might have problems getting to work tomorrow, but we'll see. It was nice though having Three Boos by Will that I could listen to while I was waiting at the station, and also a couple on there from Nancy, which I managed to listen to. And then by lunchtime there were more from Alex and others, from Neil, which I managed to listen to through the Audio Boo app on my phone at lunchtime. So I'm pretty much up to date with Boos, I think. So thanks, guys. I know, other than Will, you weren't specifically doing it for me, but it was appreciated. It passed my wait at the railway station this morning and got me through a fairly dreary lunch hour. And you know, you've added a spot of colour to my day. Be interesting to see what Alex has to say about his parakeet cage smelling friend and his Christmas lunch, how well that went. And be interesting to see whether Will has actually got out of bed yet, or whether he's still there, because I guess it must be, what, 10 in the morning there? It's just after 20 past 6 here, so yeah, about 8 hours behind, I think, is the time difference. So yeah, we'll see. Otherwise, I'm going to cook some dinner and sit down, put my feet up, check the railway company's website and see what the morning holds in terms of timetabling, and generally not do a lot from now on. So I hope wherever you are, you're enjoying your Christmas lunch, or you're sleeping in, just getting out of bed, or whatever it is you're doing, I hope you're enjoying it, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.